Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is season 1, episode 15. So you guys, today's episode is a bit different. It still talks about Islam, of course. That is what the podcast is about. But today is going to be me giving you motivational encouragement to start praying all 5 daily prayers. So this is inspired by somebody that actually reached out to me on Instagram. And by the way, you should go follow it. It's _hijabi.diaries. Everything is lowercase. That is my Hijabi Diaries podcast, and you guys definitely should check it out. And I post Islamic reminders, and the thing that I'm doing recently is daily du'as with Malaika. So I post a du'a a day, every single day, on my story, and a lot of people have been reaching out to me, and they're like reposting and everything. So she actually reached out to me, and she was like, hey Malaika, I know that I haven't been praying recently and I really want to start praying again. Can you please tell me how to start even with one prayer a day? And I was like, oh my god, yeah, like Jazakallah Khair for reaching out. Like, I would love to help. So I gave her some tips, and that inspired me to make this episode. Cause I know the generation this day or these days or whatever, they really do struggle with praying. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a perfect Muslim. Like, I also struggle with praying also. So when I have school and classes, there's no prayer rooms in my school. So when I come home, I either forget about the missed prayers, and that makes me guilty. So then I have to make them up, obviously. And I don't think a lot of people know that you can make your missed prayers up. I feel like everybody thought that, if I missed Fajr, I can't make it up. Like, it's just a missed prayer and I get a sin for it. But no, you can actually make prayers up. Because I know a lot of people in my family didn't know that. And, like, it was new to me too, because I didn't know that. And this is what happens when you research Islam, your deen. You get to know the things you didn't cover. And so I'm going to be covering all of this for you guys. And inshallah, you guys learn something from me. So without further ado, let's get talking about it. Before anything, it is so important to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Rahman Al-Rahim, the most compassionate and most merciful. So Allah reminds us of this at the very beginning of almost every single chapter of the Quran, and it is scattered throughout many verses. So we really never have to worry about Allah not showing us mercy, because He has promised mercy towards those who believe. And here is one verse that illustrates this very beautifully. So, and when those come to you who believe in our verses, say, peace be upon you, your Lord has decreed upon Himself mercy, that any of you who does wrong out of arrogance and then repents after that and corrects himself, indeed He is forgiving and merciful. Quran chapter 6 verse 54. So if we ask Allah for forgiveness sincerely and work to improve ourselves so that we don't keep making the same mistakes over and over again, then indeed Allah will show us mercy and will forgive us, inshallah. The first step is to start with intention or niyyah. So when performing wudu or wuzu, we should become mindful of the act by calming our thoughts and focusing on the ibadah we are about to perform. So our niyyah should be that we are going to perform wudu to cleanse ourselves as we offer salah to Allah. Say bismillah and then make the right intention in your heart. Okay, so the very first tip that I would give is that you can make the intention to Allah that you're going to try the very best you can on maintaining your prayers. So by doing this, Allah will make it easier for you. So maybe start off with like a small commitment to praying at least one prayer a day. So once you master that, then you can start praying all 5, or start doing 2, then 3, then 4, and then 5. Tip number 2. This is the same thing that I told her. So I told her that getting a prayer buddy can also help you stay on track. So you can ask your friends, your cousins, your parents, your siblings, whoever it may be. Just ask someone that you trust. It could be a person or multiple people. So you need to trust them enough to hold you accountable for praying, and ask if they'll pray with you so that you don't always have to do it alone, obviously. And even if you're having trouble praying on time, maybe you can ask them to give you a call, send you a message to remind you when it's time to pray. So what me and my cousins do is that we have a group chat created, since everybody uses phones, iPads, whatever it is, we all use electronics. So we have a group chat And then we all remind ourselves to like, oh, it's Fajr, so go pray Fajr. It's Asr, it's Zohar, it's Maghrib, it's Isha. Like, we've done praying this prayer and that prayer. And obviously, you might not know who's lying and who's not, but still, it's just the intention that matters. So maybe create a group chat with your Muslim friends, your cousins, your siblings, whoever it may be. Just have some people that remind you of the deen. Set alarms for each prayer of the day. So maybe you can download an app that tells you how much time is left for Asr or whatever. The app that I'm using right now is Quran Majeed, and that one really does like tell me where, like in my area, it tells me how much time I have left for, let's say, Maghrib. So it's really useful, and there's a lot of things that's in it, like the features like 99 names of Allah, the daily du'as, Sadqa Jaira, the Quran, the Qibla, like, you know, finding what direction you're about to pray. So it's really helpful. And I know there's like many other apps out there that are really, really good. Tip number 3 is your mindset. So the mindset that I have is that Allah is watching me. So if I was standing in front of him right now at this very moment and he told me to read namaz or salah, then everything and everyone else would cancel out. It's just me and my creator, no one else. It's between me and him. So that's just a really important mindset that you should have mentally prepared, because if you don't really know what you're doing or what you're doing it for, then what is the purpose of praying at all? Like, you need to have something that gives you the courage and motivation to stand in front of him and ask for what you want and what you need. Mentally train yourself to say, I need to pray. Allah, nor will I be happy if I skipped. I need Allah. He doesn't need me. My akhirah depends on salah or namaz. It's the key to Jannah. That's what I do. So in my room, I actually have like this little board thing that you can like put letters in. I don't know what it's called. It's like this letter board thing. I don't know. But so on there, I have reminders that tells me to pray, or just any Islamic reminders there is. So usually I would say Alhamdulillah, do your daily dhikr, go pray, like things like that, that, you know, when I look at it, it's always there 24/7, my eyesight. Well, not really 24/7, but like, you know what I mean? So it tells me like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. And it keeps me going and it like motivates me. So maybe you guys can do that on your phone. Like, I know there's like this app, like the reminders app, it's on every single phone or iPad or whatever. So you can maybe like, you know, write a reminder that says, you know, go do this, do that, you know, like that. So it's really helpful. Tip number 4, following beneficial accounts on your social media. So there are many Islamic accounts that post reminders on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, etc., whatever it may be. For example, like my account. So I have an Instagram and a TikTok account on this podcast. So if you guys want to go follow it, it is _hijabi.diaries. Everything is lowercase. You can watch Islamic videos, listen to Muslim podcasts like mine, listen to nasheeds or whatever it may be. Just surround yourself with the deen, not the dunya. And let me just tell you guys, everybody knows this and you should know this too. It's temporary and it will only hurt you. At the end of the day, it really matters about how much Allah and your deen means to you. So if you really cared and you really had the intention on praying all 5, like being a better Muslim or bettering yourself, then you would put the work in. Just like how, let's say you play sports and you want to put the work in for basketball, football, cheerleading, whatever it may be. If you're putting the work in for the dunya distractions, why can't you do it for the deen? Why is that so hard? It shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be complicated. And I get it, like, yes, we lose motivation, but guys, Allah is the most merciful. He will love you no matter what. On our worst days, he calls us my most beloved servant. A person that loves you so much, you're gonna risk everything for this temporary world. You're gonna risk your akhirah for the distractions, for the haram. Like, no, just do better yourself. Like, guys,
there's just so much you can do. Like, okay, number one, have righteous friends, okay? Like, you need to surround yourself with a lot of people that are Muslim, that are the right Muslim, first of all. Like, they don't do haram stuff like that. They will, like, you know, they will put you in your place. Like, you need to have people that are strict. But I don't mean strict in a bad way like that. Like, not, like, overly obsessive or whatever. But you need to have people that care about you and where you're gonna go. Like, they care about your deen. They care about you going to Jannah. They want to see you in Jannah. This is who you need to surround yourself with. These friends that you call are not really your friends. Like, they're not going to stand up for you on the Day of Judgment, okay? I'm just telling you right now, the people that you love so much, no one is going to care about you. They're only going to care about themselves. So put that into perspective. Your own parents are not going to care about you. They're going to care about themselves and their deen and their deeds that they've committed, the sins and everything. So good luck. You may think that I'm being way too harsh, but let me just tell you right now. No, I'm not. This is a wake-up call. This is what you need. Somebody has to, like, put you in your place for you to know that this is what you have to do. This is what the life is for. Wake up, guys. The Euphrates River is drying up. There's not much time left. The deserts are, there's water coming out of the deserts in Saudi Arabia. This is everything that's been described in the Quran. You still can't pray? What? You still can't pray. You're seeing all these signs that are happening and you're like, oh, I still have time. No, you don't have time. There's people in their graves right now that are begging Allah every single day to send them back to this world so they can have another chance at it. Here's the verse from the Quran. He says, my Lord, send me back. This is from Surah Al-Mumin, Ayah 99. And there's many more verses on death and people wanting to come back. Here is another one. Is there any way back to the world? And this is from Ash-Shura, verse 44. So after death, we will not get another chance. We will beg to our Lord to send me or you once more time back into this dunya. But we will not be returned. Guys, please do not harden your heart to the point where you don't even feel guilty about not obeying Allah anymore. To the point where you have no iman in your heart left. Don't do that to you or your soul, because you're only going to regret it on the Day of Judgment. Here is a verse from the Quran. Thenceforth were your hearts hardened, they became like a rock. Chapter 2, verse 74. I'm just telling you guys, you're going to, like, you're going to regret it. The Day of Judgment is a scary, scary thing. No one is prepared for it. But once you read your Salah, you read your Quran, you do your good deeds, you do your Tahar, you read Dua, you are being the better version of yourself that you were yesterday, that you were being a better Muslim than you were way before. That's all that counts. That's the thing that will get you into Jannah. Do good, and you will receive good back. Okay, you guys, so this is it for this episode. Jazakallah khair for listening, and I really hope that this was a wake-up call that maybe gave you the motivation, encouragement, inspiration, whatever it may be, to, you know, help you start praying again. And let me apologize really quick in case I upset or offended anyone, because I don't want to make you guys feel that way. I'm just trying my best to put a message out there for the younger generation, even the older generation, to start obeying Allah and do what is asked of us. So I'm sorry if, I don't know, it just wasn't what you were looking for. I'm sorry about that. Maybe next time I can be less harsh, but we kind of need the harshness. We kind of need this. So that's the only way people will listen. But if you guys have any questions or anything you would love to say to me, please do contact me on Instagram. My username is _hijabi.diaries. So you can go, you know, search me up and then send me a DM and everything like that. I love getting messages from you guys, and I love interacting. So yeah, until next time, hudafis.